the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Sleigh bells ringing, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. It's a beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland.
Welcome back. You can contact us by text to 51551, email thebusiness@rte.ie or WhatsApp 087-032-3232. This morning, we're joined by Susan O'Neill with Killian Brown on piano for a Walking in a Winter Wonderland themed show.
In the meadow, he can build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, "Are you married?" We'll say, "No, man." And you can do the job when you're in town.
Well, earlier we were chatting about mistletoe, acoustic guitars, love songs and Ed Sheeran with George Loudon. But honestly, we're really not interested in that schmalzy stuff on this show. But to make you think twice about that, now we're turning to engagement rings. Is it still a thing to get engaged at Christmas time? Or is that very 1980s? Dave McArdle has been finding out.
Christmas is a huge time for engagements. What better time for that brave gent to get down on one knee and propose under the twinkling lights when all the family are around?
In front of family is one option. On the shop floor of Stonechat Jewellers in Westbury Mall is another.
We did have one couple come in together. She didn't know they were getting engaged, and he got down on one knee in the middle of the shop, Christmas week. That was a lovely moment, really special to be a part of that. And she chose her ring then and went off absolutely thrilled.
Anne Chapman with a super sweet story. Not to be outdone, from Keane's Jewellers Cork, here's Patrick Keane again.
Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring.
We had a lovely moment recently where we had a couple chose an engagement ring and came back a few days later to pick it up. The girl in question, getting engaged, brought her mum along. And as they sat into the room, the mum revealed that the room they were actually seated in was the exact room that she herself had got engaged and chosen her ring 22 years earlier. It's moments like that which are pretty special.
And the reason why it's such a good time of year to get engaged is straightforward, at least for Heather O'Sullivan of John Ross Jewellers in Tralee.
Christmas is the time when people make the effort to return home to the family. So for that reason, it's actually a lovely time to get engaged. Everyone's there to celebrate with you.
No surprise what season her husband-to-be chose to propose.
It was a Christmas engagement. My husband decided he wanted to surprise me with an engagement ring. That Christmas, we have a lovely Christmas party in the jewellery shop. After we left the shop, we went up to Brian's house and he asked me to go out for a walk with him. I was like, a walk on Christmas Eve in the dark? I'd say it was 9 o'clock at night. He said to me by then he was fit to throw the ring at me because he kind of kept being foiled, you know, in the evening. So in the end, he was like, come on, drag me out. And he got down on bended knee and proposed to me with the engagement ring that he had designed with my mum. I bawled, I'd say, for about 4 days. I just was so surprised and so delighted, so thrilled. Oh my God, it was amazing.
Popping the question to someone in the ring business can be a fraught affair. Just ask Anne Chapman.
Obviously, it's quite tricky for the partner of a jeweller to propose. That's not the easiest thing to do. Poor guy. He knew if he said, let's go out for dinner, let's go for a walk, let's do anything, that I was going to know what was happening. So I was sitting on the couch in my pyjamas watching television. And he was supposed to be going out for the evening, And he walked out the door and he walked back in and he said, I forgot one thing. And I said, what did you forget? And he said, I forgot to ask you to marry me. So he pulled it out of the bag in the end.
The key thing is always to be happy with what you do as a couple. That ring is a symbol of your love for one another and that it represents you as a couple.
And if you are considering selecting the ring that says yes this Christmas, Heather's got some top tips.
One of the big things facing a man who wants to propose is finding out her ring size. We've seen so many examples of this sort of subterfuge going on where maybe her sister will bring her in. We will use kind of subterfuge to find out her ring size. So Maria, we're taking the size of the sister and then, you know, might say to the prospective bride, here, I'll take your ring size as well while I'm at it. So that way we'll find out her ring size. She will have absolutely no idea. But you know, the ends justify the means. Machiavelli is in operation. We have to find out, so we'll do whatever it takes.
And it's not just engagement rings doing the rounds at Christmas time.
Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married.
We've had a couple come and collect their wedding rings the morning of their wedding on their way to City Hall. So two men, and they came in their suits, all suited and booted and ready to go. We had the champagne on ice. We were delighted. Yeah, it was so nice.
There can be the odd hair-raising moment too.
We did have one occasion where the best man had the responsibility to collect the wedding bands a couple of days before the wedding. And he was en route to the church. And I think somebody must have asked the question, do you have the wedding band securely in your pocket? And he said, oh, the wedding bands, was that my responsibility? And very quickly, he realized that he had to change direction, straight into Keynes, double parked. He rang us en route, we had everything ready. He just about made it in time. And it was just as well somebody asked him if he had them in his pocket. It was a funny one. And I'm sure it was a story that that possibly featured in the speeches on the day.
Did you do this?
No.
We had a couple, it was actually last Christmas, they were walking past the window. They were on their way to buy a hairdryer. So, you know, it was out to do the jobs, let's say. It was actually the gentleman saw a ring in the window and said to his wife, I'd like you to go in and try that on. They came in, you know, typical Irish mammy response was, no, I couldn't, I can't, that's too much. And he said to her, I love you and I want you to have this ring, so please let me buy it for you. It was just such a lovely moment, so nice.
And from Stone Chash with an example of what to do this Christmas, and here's what not to do too.
It has happened that men have bought the same piece for their wife that they had previously bought, which doesn't always go down well. But you see, I think they come in and they see a piece and they think, yes, she would really like that. They just don't realise she would really like it because she already has it.
One final piece of advice for the recently or soon to be engaged this Christmas from Heather O'Sullivan.
This is such a happy time in your life, being engaged. It's a beautiful time, and I'd always say to couples, don't rush your engagement. Enjoy that time for what it is.
In the meadow, you can build a snowman and pretend that he's a circus clown. We'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snow.